And once again, back here on the Mighty 690 KGGF, Connor Harbutt here with you today, again filling in for Kyle High here in this 8 o'clock hour. And now joining me here, well, the director of the Independence Chamber of Commerce, Lisa Wilson. Lisa, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning. I'm doing well. It's beautiful outside.
Absolutely. Definitely feels a lot better than last week. So we got a little bit to talk about here. We've got about 5, 6, 7 pages full of things. Obviously, things going on in Independence near all the time. So let's go ahead and start here with some veteran services that are available at 4 County Mental Health.
That's right. So 4 County Mental Health is offering veteran services every Monday through Friday from 9 to 4 on the campus of on Donald Avenue. So it's 1101 Donald Avenue is the address for the 4 County location. You can call retired veteran Lauren Osborne at 331-3131 for more information. And basically, they are offering all types of services for veterans. They have you can go out if you are a veteran, if you're a family member of a veteran, and visit with Lauren about the services that are available. And again, you can give him a call at 331-3131.
Absolutely. And so how about over at Dickie's Barbecue every Wednesday? They've got live music over there.
I know. So there's live music in Independence actually a couple times a week. So we have live music at Dickie's every Wednesday from 6:30 to 9. That's right in the heart of downtown at 204 North Penn Avenue. And then Brothers Railroad Inn also has John Hamlin playing guitar on Thursday evening when they have their pizza special. So lots of opportunities for live music. You know, you don't always get that in I mean, you get live music and dinner in larger cities, but in Independence, you get it twice a week. So barbecue and pizza Wednesday and Thursday.
Absolutely. And speaking of dinner, every Friday through early April over at the St. Andrew Knights of Columbus, they've got fish ready for you.
I know. So, and I was not in town last Friday, and actually the Friday before that I was gone, but I have heard raving reviews from lots of people who have been going and picking up fish and also dining in. So I think I'm going to put this on my calendar for this week and try to swing by, because I went last year and they're great cooks. They have amazing food. So here's what you need to know. St. Andrew's Parish Center at the St. Andrew Parish Center, rather, I don't know what I was getting ready to say, is having their fish fry 5:30 to 7 every Friday, and this will be through April the 8th. So they've got a couple Fridays left, catfish fillets, hush puppies, coleslaw, and fries, all for the low price of $10. You can dine in or you can carry it out. They have a free will donation for beer and wine and soft drinks. It's a great way to support the Knights of Columbus and take care of dinner so you don't have to cook that night.
Yeah, absolutely. And so we move on here now to a free clothing closet, open to the public, offered here by New Life Baptist Church.
Yes, every third Saturday of the month from 9 to noon at 2515 South 10th Street, New Life Baptist Church offers a free clothing giveaway. So if you are listening, if you need clothing, or if you know someone who might benefit from clothing, please let them know. And this is a consistent offering. Again, it's every third Saturday of the month from 9 to noon on South 10th Street, 2515 at the New Life Baptist Church.
Absolutely. Definitely a great cause there. And so the first time we'll mention Independence High School, we'll actually mention a couple times here, but coming up next Tuesday, they've got themselves a career fair, maybe if you're planning on doing something new.
They do. So they have a couple of things that are connected to employment, so I'll just lump them all together. Next Tuesday, the 23rd, the high school will be hosting their annual career fair from 8:30 to 11:30. And if you are a business listening on the radio right now and you want to get in front of, you know, future employees, these high school kids, contact Alan Spiker at the high school. Now, they're on spring break, so you'll have to do that early next week. So I'm sure that they can still get you in if you would like to participate in that career fair. And then I just think it's important to mention so that people know that the school is working to connect with our local business and industry and get these kids in front of these businesses so they know all about the career opportunities that wait for them after graduation or after technical school or college. So we're excited about that. And then I'm actually going to be having the principal, I think, in studio next week, Kurt Seiler, is planning to be here, if I have my dates correct, and talk about the work-based learning program that the school is putting on. They are having a dinner on Tuesday evening, April the 5th, and they are inviting businesses and industry representatives to join them for basically an industry and education partnership dinner. And he's going to share lots of information about the school's new work-based learning program. And it combines students' career goals with workplace experiences that are implemented through kind of a partnership, a mentorship, an internship experience. So if you are interested in attending that dinner, please give the high school a call next week, or you can email the principal, Kurt Seiler, at kseiler, and it's spelled S-E-I-L-E-R, at indyschools.com, and put your reservation in for the Tuesday evening dinner on April the 5th. Dinner starts at 5:30, and again, it's a learning about the work-based learning program so that you can get high school students into your business and industry in mentorships, internships, and partnerships.
Yeah, absolutely. An absolute win-win situation for both the students and the employers there as well. So we'll go ahead and stick with the high school here, at least things about the high school is, well, the drama and vocal music department, they've got their performance coming up. Open Line listeners will know I've mentioned this a couple times now, but they've got their spring musical coming up next week.
I know, and it's sure to be a great one. The title is Nice Work, if you can get it. It'll be Friday and Saturday, March 25th and 26th at 7:30 in the evening. Sunday matinee on the 27th. The curtain goes up at 2:30 in the afternoon. And all three of these performances will be at the High School Performing Arts Center. Tickets are only $8. And again, it's a great way to see a wonderful show. They've been working hard at First Friday. A couple weeks ago, we had a little teaser by actor Lily Taylor. She did an amazing job. So I look forward to seeing the High School Musical. Many of the actors in the musical will be seniors, so this is their last opportunity to be on the stage at the high school. So check that out and get your tickets.
Yeah, absolutely. And so we take a step back here. At least we take a look at something else going on that Friday, later on that evening, Veteran Family Night over at the Stitch Shelter House.
That's right. So lots of veteran opportunities in the community of Independence. They really rally and support and embrace our veterans, and we enjoy showing our appreciation for all that our veterans and our veterans' families have done. So this is a wonderful way to gather veterans and veteran family members to have a family night. It'll be Friday the 25th from 6 to 8 at the Shelter House in Riverside Park. And it's going to be a monthly event full of food and friends and fun, lots of games. I think they're going to play cornhole. And if you want more information about this, you can call Kathy Shepherd at 330-6091. It's completely free, and all veterans and their family members are welcome.
Yep, and of course, also that weekend of the 25th and the 26th, there's a lot going on next weekend in Independence. Indy Saves, free CPR classes. That might be someone to be interested in.
It is. This is a wonderful opportunity to receive the training that might potentially save someone's life. So it's Saturday, March the 26th. Indy Saves is offering free CPR and AED education and certification. The classes are held at Indy Fitness. Indy Fitness is a new chamber member. The address is 2801 West Main, so it's out by Walmart area. And the class runs from about 9:30 to 11:45, so it doesn't soak up your whole Saturday. You can get up and go out and get your training done. You'll be done before noon and off, to have a productive rest of your Saturday. But you can call and sign up at 331-8096, or you can email them at indysavescpr@gmail.com.
Awesome. And so, of course, one more event here for March 26th, and then we'll kind of move on to the next week after that. But back to Independence High School after prom. Obviously, prom's coming up there for the students of IHS. Well, they've got bingo night coming up there on, that Saturday evening as well.
I know. I love bingo night. It's always a fun time, and I like to promote after prom bingo because it's a way to raise money to help keep our youth safe after prom. And it's a great fun night, too. It's affordable, and it's fun for families, for individuals, for young kids, for grandparents. Everybody is welcome at the high school after prom bingo night. It's scheduled for Saturday evening, as you mentioned, March the 26th at the high school cafeteria. Concessions open around 5:30. The games will begin at 6. You can get your tickets at Magnolia Sense by Design or at the high school. And the tickets are $10 donation in advance. They cost you $13 at the door, so make sure you get one early. And admission includes 10 cards, 3 games per card, so you'll get to play all of the rounds. And then if you want to play additional cards, you can do that, and they have some special games throughout the night. So it's always lots of fun. If I'm in town, I definitely go to After Prom Bingo, so put it on your calendar.
Yep. And so starting March 27th here, the week after that, obviously that Sunday, Walk Kansas going to begin. Of course, the K-State Research and Extension Office, friends of the station here, friends of most of people in the area, obviously. Well, they're inviting you to help get healthy, or at least participate in getting healthy.
That's
with
right.
That Walk Kansas event.
That's right. It's always, they do this every single year. So you're supposed to walk from March the 27th through May the 21st, and you're basically the concept is if you walk every day on a daily basis and you create your mileage goal, that you will have walked potentially across Kansas by the time that you're done. And as you said, it's a way to get healthy. It's a way to get outside. You can register as an individual. You can register with a team of up to 6. I think there's probably some healthy competition in there. And you can go online. It's an easy website to remember, www.walkkansas.org, or you can give them a call at 331-2690, and they will help you get signed up. It's an 8-week healthy lifestyle challenge, again, March 27th through May 21st.
Yep, and again, register solo or with a team on that, but again, walkkansas.org, the email or the website, I guess I should say, there. So we've talked a little bit about the high school, but how about the college, specifically Fab Lab? They've got themselves another program coming up here, this time aimed at small business owners and entrepreneurs.
That's right. There's always something going on at the Fab Lab. They offer lots of classes, fun classes, hobby classes, those kinds of things. And then classes that are really focused on the entrepreneurial mindset, and this will be one of them. It's called SEED, and it stands for Small Business Entrepreneur Empowerment and Development, and it is a 10-week program at the Fab Lab on Wednesday evenings from 6 to 8, and anyone wanting to grow and develop their business skills is encouraged to participate. SEED will introduce and refresh participants on 8 core business management concepts that are relevant to owning a rural business, and the program runs from March the 30th through June the 1st, and to register, you can go to seed-initiative.com. You can always call out to the Fab Lab. Again, the college is on spring break this week, but you can go on their website. You can give them a call next week and get scheduled for this class. They can give you more information. But again, it's really a business development class that is designed to support small businesses that are maybe already in existence or ones that are just getting ready to launch. And encourage everyone to participate in that. Again, it's Wednesday evenings from 6 to 8. So you can work all day, and then you can take this class for a couple hours once a week.
Yeah, absolutely. And so that being said, we move now over to April, obviously already halfway through March, so not too soon to start looking at the month of April. The Independence Lions Club, well, it's time for their famous ham and beans meal.
I know. I like to give you some shout-outs and some save the dates for the next month, because it will be here before we know it. It seems like these days and weeks and months just continually fly by. So Saturday, April the 2nd, from 11 to 2:30, the Lions Club will present their ham and bean meal. They will be offering cornbread and vegetable soup, as well as their ham and beans. They have homemade pies that you can purchase as well. A slice of pie is always nice to follow up after you've had your ham and beans. Join them at the Wesley Center at 200 South Penn Avenue. It's important that we support our Lions Club. They are the ones who take care of our kitty land in our Riverside Park. And so they, this is their fundraiser. They do this fundraiser. They then take all of the monies that they raise from that, push it right back out into the community, making a difference in our park and our zoo that so many people enjoy, people in Independence that live there, people who come in and just visit. So we encourage everyone to support the Lions Club. Again, it'll be Saturday, April the 2nd, 11 to 2:30 at the Wesley Center. So put it on your calendar.
Yep. And so also on April 2nd, that Saturday, later on in the evening, though, how about the Duck Hunters organization? You can join them for their second annual banquet that Saturday.
Yes, they've been doing this now for 2 years. It'll be at the Riverside Park 4-H building. And I think it starts around 5 in the evening. You can get your tickets by calling 620-688-2861. And again, it's the second annual banquet to support the Delta Waterfowls SEK chapter and support your duck hunters and conservation. And it looks like kids 7 and under are free, and youth from 8 to 15 is $25, and that ticket it includes the ticket to the event and your Delta Youth membership. And then single tickets are $50. Again, that's a ticket to the event and your membership. And then a couple would be $80. So you're saving a little bit of money there. And you get, obviously, two tickets and your membership.
Yep. And so also, again, Saturday, April 2nd, the Daddy-Daughter Dance being held at Independence High School. That's going to be, again, on Saturday as well.
I know. Lots of things happening. So this will be fun. You know, I'm not sure that they were able to have Daddy-Daughter Dances the last couple of years because of COVID. So we're excited that this is back on the calendar again. So Saturday, April the 2nd at the high school. From 6 to 7:30, they'll obviously have a DJ that's going to provide some great music. So dads and their little girls can dance, and snacks will be available. They're going to be taking photos. The cost is $10 per dad. The little girls get in free, and it's $5 per photo, and should be a fun night.
Yeah, absolutely. And so finally, we're going to end today's interview with some save the dates. Obviously, there's plenty of stuff coming up in April here. Maybe a little bit further into April, though, starting with April 9th, 16th, 21, 23. We've got some stuff coming up next month.
That's right. So Riverside Park opening day is Saturday, April the 9th. The community Easter egg hunt will be Saturday, April the 16th. The 39th William Inge Theater Festival will be April the 21st through the 23rd, and you can start planning now all of the great ideas that you have to spread random acts of kindness throughout the community of Independence. Saturday, April the 30th will be Love Independence Day. We're encouraging individuals and families and churches and civic organizations and businesses and clubs and schools to get together and think of something nice and kind that you can do that day. You know, we should be nice and kind every day, but this is an intentional day to be a little bit more mindful about what we want to do. So give that some thought, and that will be Saturday, April the 30th.
All right, awareness is key for sure. So Lisa, thank you so much for stopping by. We always love having you in here talking about all the great things going on in Independence and the surrounding area.
Thank you for having me.
Once again, we'll have Lisa in next Tuesday as well, but for now, we are going to move along here to Fox News. We'll come back in a little bit, and we'll have Open Line for you. It'll be time to start up with all of that right here on the Mighty 690 KGGF.